up front, totally dominated the first half. Played really well, some good football, some great moves. But again, I said at half time, we've only got one goal to show for it, so I need to get that second goal. I thought the opening 15, 20 minutes, we just carried on from where we left off. But we're trying to walk the ball in the net. And if you don't score a second goal, you can sometimes get punished. And, you know, there was a wind got up, and I thought we sat too deep at times. We're screaming at them to get out, because obviously if they play the ball long, then there's a lot of danger around about the box. It's a needless free kick to give away 3 minutes. But we told them 10 minutes before they did, there was a previous free kick, and the boy got in, you know, the boys got a header over the bar in the 6 yard box. So we're screaming for them to stay on the 18 yard line. Got to be brave to stay there, make sure you don't go in, because you're just inviting them in there on top of you. And what do we do? You know, they've been told just before the free kick was taken, it was bad enough giving a stupid free kick away, because you don't want to do it at that stage of the game, so you don't make it easy for them, because, you know, they've got what they want. They want to cross into the box, they've got some big men. But having said that, we've put in a couple of substitutes over 6 feet as well, so you know, we should have enough to be. It's so difficult to do that when you go right on top of the goalkeeper, and the boys went ahead on the 6 yard box and knocked it across, and wee Shawnee says that he let his man get in front of him to put it at a back post. But that's what can happen in a game, that you're so far in front and don't kill them off or get a second goal, you pay the penalty, and that's what we did today. So we've never blamed about ourselves. We've played well enough, had enough possession, created enough chances. I mean, I thought 3 or 4 times in the second half alone we were trying to walk it into the net and try to be too precise, but we've got to start, you know, taking these chances, because it's a lot of good build-up play and a lot of good movement, passing. But when teams just knock it forward and try to change, because they know that they're not going to outplay you, try to change the game up a wee bit, it suits people like McAllister and the other lad they put on up front. So we felt they were starting to get in behind us a wee bit, and that's why we put on a couple of bigger men to make sure that we tried to plug the holes, which we did. But it doesn't matter how many men or what way you go to, if there's a ball playing into the box, everybody's got to do their job, and the main job was not to give the free kick away, not to go in on top of the goalkeeper. But if you're going to do that, make sure you win the header. We did none of them, and we paid the penalty for it. So the one golden chance they were battling to get to get a draw out of it, they got it, and they punished us for it. So as I say, they did that, but you know, we still had plenty of chances to afford to give them a goal in 3 minutes, because by that time we should have been 2, possibly 3 in front. But if you don't kill teams off and games are at 1-0, it just takes a split second to score a goal, and Peterhead got it.
And it says something that Peterhead goalkeeper got the Man of the Match award.
Oh, he was outstanding. He's made some great saves. Second half particularly, when we've... There's one thing, I think Michael Moffat, you know, took on about 4 men in the box, and how he... But, you know, the longer you have it and the more people get back and make it difficult, you've got to... They always say if you strike the ball early, the goalkeeper's not got a chance. But we're trying to walk it in. And these are finishes off great moves. It's great build-up play to get there, but you've got to finish him off. And if you... And Michael's lacking a wee bit of confidence, because the goals are not coming for him now, because he's, you know, he got a lot of goals. His link-up play and everything was excellent today. He led the line well, he held it in, he passed it well, he brought people into play. But when he gets the opportunity, it's just not happening for him now, so we've just got to keep persevering and hope that, he managed to get off the... I'm sure if he gets off the mark, he'll get a few, but... You know, right now that's been our fault in the last few weeks. We've been in top of teams, and last week was different at East Stirling. We were clinical then, but today, if we had been as clinical as that, we would have won this game comfortably. But as I say, if you don't take your chances to kill teams off, you always run the risk of giving away a goal out of nothing, and we did that.
Thanks,
all right.